Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says, watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he seeks to destroy you. But not only is the devil working to destroy you, your own flesh will attempt to use something against you while you wait on God. See, the devil and your own flesh is actually trying to get you to alter your destiny. Now, when I talk about your flesh, I mean your carnal desires. Can we talk? See, and this is where people are confused. You say, well, if you're a Christian, how can you do that? If they're a child of God, why are they doing that? Well, the Bible says we're a triune being. We're spirit, soul, and body. The Bible says you must be born again. What part is being born again? Your spirit. When God said to Adam, the day that you die, you will, the day that you sin, you will surely die. He was talking about his spirit, because we know Adam didn't instantly fall down dead, right? So he was talking about his spirit man. His spirit man died that day. When you are born again, your spirit becomes born again. You become a child of God, but you still possess a soul. Your soul has to do with your emotions and your reason. The Bible says your soul is changed. That is the renewing of your mind through the Word of God. You have to read the Word of God every single day and see what God says and then live according to the Word of God. You can't do that unless your spirit has been reborn. So if you are born again, the next step is to read the Bible, find out everything the Bible is saying so that your life can begin to change. See, there's already a change, but you're in transition. That's why some Christians may still have the I can't help it, so they're still doing things that, frankly, they don't have to do. That is against God's word, because they have the power to quit if they would simply read the word. The Bible says sin shall not have any dominion over a child of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's your soul that needs to be changed through the renewing of your mind through the word of God, Romans chapter 12. But then you have a body. You know what the Bible says about your body? It says mortify the deeds of the body. You say mortify, that's a fancy word. It means kill. It means render as dead the desires of your body. You cannot listen to your emotions and your feelings led by your carnal desires. Now, this is important for you to understand. You have victory. You've been born again. Your mind is being changed, but your body is still your enemy. Don't ever think that you can put yourself in a compromising situation and get up and walk out and nothing will ever happen. Don't try it. Because your body must be rendered as dead. And to walk into the den of temptation, knowing you shouldn't be there, is just waiting for something bad to happen in your life. Let the church say amen. Some of you are in there right now. I'm glad God is talking about this. You need to sever some of your ties with individuals that are leading you away from what the Word of God says. Relationships that are taking you over the line from what you should be doing in the Word of God. You know what I'm talking about. So it's important for you to understand that there is a battle. The Bible says that the spirit is fighting against the flesh, and the flesh is fighting against the spirit. And that war is going on in you constantly. That's the battle between your spirit and your soul and your flesh. Frankly, where your flesh is trying to alter God's destiny for your life. Some of you need to look in the mirror when you wake up and tell your flesh, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to act this way. We're not going to think these thoughts. Folks, listen, your flesh will get away with anything you allow it to get away with. You say, well, I'm a Christian. I love God. I pray. Why am I still having these thoughts? Well, two reasons. You're still in your body. And secondly, the devil puts thoughts in your mind. The Bible says we are to cast down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself above this word. You are not a slave to your sins. You have been forgiven. Your life has been changed. You are changed. So act differently. Tell your flesh no when you go to light up that cigarette or that whatever else you smoke. Say, no, I don't have to do this. In Jesus' name, I've been changed. I'm born again. I have a new nature. My nature is the nature of Jesus Christ now. Is anybody listening to me today? You don't have to yield to temptation. You don't have to do it anymore. You say, well, I used to enjoy alcohol. I drank a couple of times to excess. Don't remember what happened the next day. Except the headache. Listen, as a Christian, the Bible says that we should put off the deeds of the flesh. We should not be seeking a buzz or to get high to make us feel good. Jesus Christ is your satisfying portion. See, you have to understand, even in your relationships, no man and no woman, they're not going to bring you satisfaction. Two of you. Only Jesus Christ can give you satisfaction. He said to the woman at the well in Samaria, he said, out of your belly will flow living water that will bring you satisfaction in life. You're not going to get satisfaction from all of these men. She was married already to several men, got rid of them, and she was working on the next victim. People can't satisfy you. A man and a woman cannot satisfy you. Only Jesus Christ can satisfy you. If this message sounds strange, it's because I'm listening to the Holy Ghost for every word. Which means some of you need to be hearing exactly what I'm saying here. Let the church say, amen. Yeah. I told you it was going to be different this morning, D. God changed my message. This is Christmas time. He says, talk to them about their destiny. Talk to them about the fact that there are enemies trying to alter their destiny. And they've got to become aware of this. And treat those enemies just like what they are. They are enemies of your soul to stop you. Now, the other thing the Lord told me to tell you this morning was your character and your name will be tested while you wait. And you must stay mindful that you have been chosen for a greater purpose than you are presently experiencing in life right now. Therefore, you have got to protect your name and your reputation. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1 says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. See, your reputation qualifies you to serve at levels perhaps you never imagined. And God is concerned with your spiritual character and behavior because that's how you fulfill your destiny. Let me give you some examples in 1 Timothy 3 and 2. As an elder, it says an elder must be a person whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or be violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome. He must not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? Let the church say amen. Some of you say, boy, I'm so glad he said an elder. I'm not trying to be an elder. I'm no elder. I'm no minister. But my friend, listen, you don't know where your destiny is taking you. Do not disqualify yourself for what God has in store for you. Don't allow your behavior or your reputation inside the church or outside the church to stop you for where you're really headed. In 1 Timothy 3 and 7, it goes on to say, people outside the church must speak well of him so that he will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap. In the same way, deacons must be well respected and have integrity. See, it's all right for you to say, I'm not an elder now, I'm not a deacon, I'm not any of those things. You don't know your destiny. You don't know what God has in store for you and your future. You need to start living today so that he can use you the way he desires tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Hill with a special invitation for you to join us for our night of refreshing.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our night of refreshing, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We are going to be ministering to you and especially to our young people. There will be dynamic music that night and a special guest speaker. Join us daily for A Place to Grow for more information. Now let's get back into today's program.
Now the Bible said the early church in Acts 2 and 46 attended the temple or the church together, breaking bread in their homes. They received their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God, listen, and having favor with all the people. When you live right, when you do right, you will have favor with all the people. In John 3, that is 13 and 34, Jesus said that one of the things a Christian must do is to love others. In fact, Jesus said, love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Can I ask you a question? What is the reputation of your church that you attend? On the love Richter scale level, is everyone welcome and feel that way? Is everyone loved and accepted equally? See, the church will not be able to fulfill its destiny until the love of Christ is experienced by everyone who enters. Let the church say amen. I've been to churches, large and some small, where when the pastor says, turn around and say hi to the next person, the person just looked right past me. Many just turned around, looked, and just looked at somebody else, tried to find another familiar face or body. Jesus said, when we love everybody equally, the same, the world will know that we are his disciples. Now, during your waiting on God, God desires to develop you with emotional discipline. And this is where I end today. Through an experience in the life of David, we learn the importance of emotional discipline to protect our destiny. Now, many people are having difficulty controlling their emotions, their anger, their passions, and their desires. You might as well say, amen or oh me. Never forget, your bad behavior can follow and disqualify you from accomplishing your destiny, though. Before it happens, God will send someone generally to warn you. Be listening. Listen to them. Don't become offended when people come and say something to you out of the goodness of their heart to bring some type of correction or something in your life, because God has generally sent them. Now, you may feel justified by your actions, but remember, Christ is your example. Somebody say amen. See, God has a plan. God has a plan for your life, so don't influence it negatively. Now, you will be tested to strike back at those who persecute you, who betray you, and just treat you wrong. But Jesus left us an example that we should follow in his steps. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter 2:21. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering. Just as Christ suffered for you, he is your example, and you must follow in his steps. For he never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threatened revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Now, God had promised David that he would be the next king. But when Saul kept seeing his success, he became jealous of David and began to persecute him, in fact, trying to put him to death. So David, he had to hide in caves. He was mistreated because the word on the street was that he was disloyal. He was a threat to the kingdom. People feared him. Yet David never sought to take revenge on anyone. It's because David received a message from the Lord that he was not to avenge himself. God would take care of all of it. I want to share that same promise to you today. Regardless of what you've gone through and what you're going through, God will take care of the situation for you. Will you look at your neighbor and say to them, regardless of what you've encountered in life, God will take care of that situation. Do not avenge yourself by your attitude, your behavior, or even your thoughts. You don't have to clap to that, but the word of God is good. When I was growing up, the pastor used to say, it's tight, but it's right. That's the way the word of God is. Somebody say amen. However, you know, during the wait, all those disappointments and wondering when his situation was going to change, one day he began to get angry at someone and take matters into his own hands. You know, when we first start out with the promise, it's easy. Well, I believe God. But, you know, after you've been waiting for several years, doubt can start to enter in. Complacency in our attitude and in our behavior. Your flesh is already on a hair trigger. So here, David, he gets into a situation where a man named Nabal's servants were protected by his men. And when David reached out to him in kindness, his kindness was returned with disrespect from Nabal. He simply asked for some supplies for his men. Well, when the news came back to David of how he was insulted, it says in 1 Samuel 25:12, David's young men returned and told him what Nabal had said. So he said, get your swords, strap them on. Then 400 men started off with David and 200 remained behind to guard the equipment. Meanwhile, one of Nabal's servants went to his wife Abigail and told her, David's messengers from the wilderness came to greet our master, but he screamed insults at them. And these men have been very good to us, and we have never suffered any harm from them. It goes on to say Abigail wasted no time. She quickly gathered 200 loaves of bread, 200 wineskins full of wine, 5 sheep that had been slaughtered, nearly a bushel of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, 200 fig cakes. She packed them on a donkey, and then she went to meet David. David had his troops. In David's mind, it meant destroy. I'm tired of the insults. I'm tired of all these things that are happening to me. How is it that people can do whatever they want and I am the anointed of God. This must be the devil, and I'm going to take care of it. Lord, just wait. This is light stuff. I'm going to take care of this myself. How many of you have told God to wait? Just, I can take care of this. That's not God's will. That's not God's plan. In fact, God sent Abigail to warn David not to do anything. Who has God sent to you? Who is talking to you right now because of your behavior, or they've come to you and confronted you nicely about something you're doing that you should not do? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it a friend? Is it a coworker? Folks, we have to be teachable, because we don't know if God has sent that person to save our destiny. She got off a horse. She said, please, I guess off her donkey. She said, please forgive me if I have offended you in any way. The Lord will surely reward you with a lasting dynasty, for you are fighting the battles of the Lord. And you have not done wrong throughout your entire life. She said, David, you're better than this. You are better than this. God called you not to take revenge, to remind David of who he was serving. She said, God has kept you from making the wrong decisions all of your life. She went on to say, when the Lord has done all that he's promised and made you rule over Israel, don't let this be a blemish on your record. Then your conscience will not be clear, but have to bear the staggering burden of needless bloodshed and vengeance. David was a wise man. He realized God sent this woman. He said to her in verse 32, blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you to me this day. And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me today, surely by morning light, no males would have been left to Nabal. So David received from her hand what she had brought him, and said to her, go in peace to your house. See, I have heeded your voice. I have respected your person. Folks, today I am like Abigail. I have come today to plead with you on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ about your destiny. Don't yield to your emotions, your carnal desires or feelings, when they contradict the word of God, because your behavior will be remembered by people. Your behavior may alter God's destiny and plan for your life. And God has a great destiny for you. Do not allow the temptation of the devil to change that. We began by reading the names of Jesus. Jesus maintained his behavior and his character to coincide with those names. Protect your name. Protect your destiny that God has given you. Don't allow the world, the flesh, and the devil to alter the great person God has called you to be.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Jesus Christ and Your Destiny, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today. We believe you today in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, to meet every need. And we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you and keep listening.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.